Welcome to the Compliance Carousel, your briefing on California compliance. EaseWorks is a PEO built on forensic auditing. We don't just talk about regulations. We audit, document, and enforce them across labor law, payroll, HR, benefits, safety, and claims to keep employers protected. Now, full disclosure, we're experts, not broadcasters. We hate the sound of our own voices on a mic, so we hired a team of X's and O's to do the talking. You still get our human-led research and 24 years of experience, just delivered with a little digital polish. Let's get spinning. Welcome back to Compliance Carousel, the podcast that keeps California employers ahead of the curve in HR compliance. I'm Sarah, or O, and today we've got an episode you're not going to want to miss. We're diving into the world of PAGA. Yes, the Private Attorneys General Act, a topic that can make even the most seasoned HR pros break out in a cold sweat.
That's right, Sarah. PAGA has been the ultimate headache for California employers for decades. But here's the thing. 2024 is a game changer. New legislative reforms have completely reshaped the landscape. Employers finally have tools to fight back and protect themselves.
Oh, wow, that's huge. I mean, PAGA has always been this looming threat, right? Like, one employee could basically drag an entire company into court over violations they didn't even personally experience. Is that still the case? Or are we finally seeing some relief?
You nailed it. For years, PAGA was like this giant legal trap. One employee could bring kitchen sink allegations for hundreds or even thousands of colleagues. It was brutal. But now, thanks to Assembly Bill 2288 and Senate Bill 92, there's a roadmap for employers to mitigate or even eliminate that exposure. It's a monumental shift.
So we're talking about real, concrete steps employers can take before they end up in a lawsuit. That sounds promising. What makes these reforms so different from what we've seen in the past?
Exactly. These reforms introduce reasonable steps, meaning employers can document their compliance efforts and proactively correct issues before they escalate. Think about it. Instead of waiting for a notice or lawsuit, you can prevent it from happening altogether. It's like putting up a shield before the storm hits.
That sounds like a huge relief for employers, but I imagine it takes some serious strategy to pull it off effectively. Are these reasonable steps really clear, or is there still room for confusion?
Great question, Sarah. And the answer is, they're way clearer now. Employers can actually show evidence like payroll audits, updated policies, supervisor training, or anonymous reporting systems. These aren't just suggestions, they're legal tools. The clearer the documentation, the stronger your defense.
Wow, that's fascinating. You know, I've heard horror stories about companies getting blindsided by PAGA claims because they didn't even realize they were non-compliant. Does this shift mean fewer surprises for employers?
Absolutely. Prevention is the name of the game now. You know what drives me crazy? Seeing businesses ignore early warning signs, like missed meal breaks or small payroll errors, until it's too late. These reforms let employers catch and fix those issues before they snowball. It's a win for everyone.
Oh, I love that. It's like giving employers an actual chance to correct course before the penalties hit. But why now? Why are we seeing these changes in 2024 specifically?
Honestly, it's overdue. The legal system recognized that PAGA was crushing small and mid-sized businesses. These reforms are finally a way to balance accountability with fairness. And look, if businesses step up and implement a proactive compliance system, they can save themselves millions in liability. I mean, millions.
That's incredible. So, it's not just about avoiding lawsuits, it's about taking control of compliance in a proactive, strategic way. I can't wait to dig deeper into these strategies. Are you ready to get into it, Dr. Chen?
Always ready, Sarah. Let's break it down, scenario by scenario. Whether you're preventing claims or defending against them, there's a clear path forward. Employers just need to know what steps to take.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's dive in. Why does PAGA matter more now than ever before? What's changed in 2024 that has employers talking about these reforms?
Oh, Sarah, this is huge. For two decades, PAGA has been a massive headache for California employers. It allowed just one employee, one, to file these sweeping lawsuits on behalf of hundreds, even thousands of colleagues. The stakes were enormous, and honestly, it felt like there was no way out.
Right, like the ultimate David versus Goliath situation, but Goliath, the employer, had no slingshot, no defense.
Exactly. But the 2024 reforms, Assembly Bill 2288 and Senate Bill 92, have flipped the script. Finally, there's a roadmap for employers to protect themselves before litigation even starts. And you know what? It's not just about avoiding lawsuits, it's about real prevention and proactive compliance. This is a game changer.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. You said reasonable steps and proactive cures. What do those actually mean in practice?
Great question. So, reasonable steps are actions employers can take to show they've done the work to comply with labor laws, things like conducting payroll audits, training supervisors, updating policies, or even setting up anonymous reporting systems. These steps create a paper trail that says, hey, we're serious about compliance.
That makes sense, prevention over cure. But what happens if violations still slip through the cracks? No system's perfect, right?
Exactly. And that's where these proactive cures come in. If employers catch violations during an audit, like missed meal breaks or overtime miscalculations, they can fix them before it becomes a lawsuit. And here's the kicker. If they do it right, they can reduce penalties to zero for those specific issues. Zero, Sarah.
Wow, zero penalties. That's massive. I mean, who wouldn't want that kind of protection?
It is massive. And here's the thing. This isn't just theoretical. Employers who embrace this proactive approach are already seeing results. There's a Silicon Valley tech firm that cut its PAGA risks by 50% just by doing audits and updating their policies regularly. That's $200,000 saved in potential liabilities. Can you imagine the relief?
Oh, I can imagine. And I bet it helps with employee trust too, right? Like seeing the company actually care about fixing these issues must make a difference.
Absolutely. When companies go the extra mile, paying back wages, fixing errors, it's not just about compliance, it's about building trust and transparency. Employees notice that. Deloitte found proactive corrections boosted retention by 20%. Employers win twice, legally and culturally.
That's interesting. So it's not just avoiding lawsuits, it's creating a better workplace overall. But what about smaller businesses, Dr. Chen? Can they actually afford to do all this?
Sarah, they can't afford not to. The reforms are tailor-made for small businesses, too. There's even a specific track for those with fewer than 100 employees to submit cure proposals confidentially. They get a clear 33-day window to fix violations before lawsuits are filed. It's a lifeline, especially for SMBs juggling limited resources.
Okay, so larger businesses and small ones alike have new tools to work with. But let's talk about the bigger picture. Why should employers act now? What's the urgency?
Oh, the urgency is real, Sarah. Look, plaintiffs' attorneys aren't slowing down. Last year alone, PAGA claims surged again. But now, with these reforms, the power dynamic is shifting. If employers wait, if they're reactive instead of proactive, they'll miss the chance to cap penalties or even eliminate them altogether. This drives me crazy. Why wouldn't you act now when the law is finally on your side?
All right, Dr. Chen, let's dive right into it. What exactly is PAGA and why are these 2024 reforms such a game changer for California employers?
Great question, Sarah. So PAGA, short for the Private Attorneys General Act, has been a thorn in the side of California employers for years. It basically let one employee sue for violations that affected everyone, even if they weren't personally impacted themselves. Imagine the scope of that. Thousands of claims bundled into one lawsuit.
Wow, that sounds overwhelming. But now we've got these reforms, Assembly Bill 2288 and Senate Bill 92. What's different?
Oh, this is huge. For the first time, employers have a clear roadmap to protect themselves. The reforms introduce two big ideas, reasonable steps and proactive cures. These let employers fix issues before they spiral into full-blown lawsuits. It's basically giving employers a chance to course correct and avoid sky-high penalties.
That sounds promising. What do reasonable steps actually mean? Can you give us some examples?
Absolutely. Reasonable steps mean demonstrating you're actively working to comply with wage and hour rules. Think of forensic payroll audits, analyzing time cards to catch things like late meal breaks or overtime miscalculations. Employers can also update policies, train supervisors, and set up anonymous reporting systems so employees feel safe flagging issues. It's all about proving good faith effort.
I love that. It sounds proactive. But what happens if an audit reveals violations? Are employers just stuck paying massive penalties?
Not anymore. Thanks to the reforms, employers can execute a make-whole payment. That means paying back wages, 7% interest, and any liquidated damages for a 3-year look-back. You know what's amazing? If you do this before a claim hits, penalties for those violations drop to zero. Zero, Sarah. That's a game changer.
Zero penalties? That's incredible. It sounds like employers finally have tools to take control, but I'm guessing documentation is key, right?
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. Documentation is everything. Employers need airtight records to prove they've taken reasonable steps. Without that, you're flying blind. And trust me, plaintiff's attorneys will pounce on any gaps. It drives me crazy when employers ignore this.
So true. And thinking about these changes, do you see any ripple effects for businesses beyond legal compliance?
Absolutely. Proactive compliance isn't just about avoiding lawsuits. It boosts employee trust and retention. When employees see employers fixing mistakes transparently, it builds goodwill. I mean, studies show companies that take corrective measures see a 20% improvement in retention rates. That's a win-win.
Wow, that's such an important point. These reforms seem like a turning point for employers. Where should they start if they want to implement these strategies?
Honestly, the first step is a forensic audit. That's the foundation for everything. Employers need to spot risks early, before they become costly lawsuits. And then focus on training, updating written policies, and using compliance tools like the PAGA IQ engine. It's all about creating a system that works proactively, not reactively.
I love it. A proactive operating system for compliance. Thanks, Dr. Chen. This has been so insightful. I think our listeners will feel empowered by these changes.
Thanks, Sarah. And look, these reforms are a wake-up call. Employers finally have the power to flip the script on PAGA litigation. It's time to take action and seize this opportunity.
All right, so let's dive into the legal framework of compliance under the 2024 reforms to PAGA. Dr. Chen, these changes, AB 2288 and SB 92, are a game changer, right? I mean, we're talking about an entirely new roadmap for employers.
Absolutely, Sarah. For years, PAGA was this looming threat for California employers. A single employee could bring claims for hundreds or thousands of coworkers. It was overwhelming. But these reforms? They're finally giving employers the tools to fight back.
Okay, so walk us through it. What are the biggest changes employers need to understand right now?
Here's the headline. Employers now have a statutory roadmap to limit liability. We're talking penalty caps, cure provisions, and proactive compliance steps. For the first time, you can actually reduce penalties to zero if you take the right actions up front. Zero penalties. That's huge.
Wow, zero penalties. That sounds almost too good to be true. What's the catch? What do employers actually need to do to qualify?
There's no catch, but it's not automatic either. Employers need to prove reasonable steps. Things like forensic payroll audits, updated policies, supervisor training, and anonymous reporting systems. These aren't just nice-to-haves, they're essential. Without them, you're leaving yourself wide open to PAGA claims.
Okay, so reasonable steps sounds like a big focus, but what about the cure provisions? How do those work?
Oh, the cure provisions are incredible. Employers now have options to fix issues proactively. For example, if an audit reveals violations, like missed meal premiums, you can make a make-whole payment. That means paying back wages, 7% interest, and any damages. Do that, and guess what? Penalties for those violations can drop to zero. It's a win-win.
And when you say make-whole payments, you're talking about self-correcting before any lawsuit is filed. right?
Exactly. Before the lawsuit even lands, you can fix the problem. And here's the kicker. It doesn't just save money on penalties, it also builds trust with employees. Transparent corrective actions can boost retention and morale. A Deloitte study showed a 20% bump in employee retention for companies doing this. Who doesn't want happier, more loyal employees?
Oh, interesting. But what happens if an employer doesn't act until they get a notice from the LWDA? Is it too late at that point?
Not at all. There's still hope. When you get an LWDA notice, you've got a 33-day cure window. Small employers under 100 employees can submit a proposal to cure through the PAGA portal. It's a high-stakes process, but if done right, you can avoid the lawsuit altogether.
That sounds intense. I can imagine employers scrambling to meet that deadline. What's the key to success with these cure proposals?
Two things: automation and expertise. Modern forensic tools can autofill proposals and calculate back pay with precision, saving time and reducing errors. But, and this is critical, engaging legal counsel early can make all the difference. Employers who involve attorneys from day one have a 40% higher success rate on cure submissions. Strategy matters.
40% higher, that's impressive. And for larger employers, what options do they have if the LWDA notice arrives?
Big employers can still cap penalties at 30% if they take all reasonable steps within 60 days of the notice. For instance, implementing better timekeeping systems and mandatory employee training. I worked with a healthcare provider who did this. They slashed penalties by 70%. And the best part? Those timekeeping systems boosted operational efficiency by 15%. It's a double win: compliance and productivity.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's dive into our first scenario: building a preventative shield. This is all about stopping PAGA claims before they even get started, isn't it?
Exactly, Sarah. Prevention is the name of the game. You know what drives me crazy? So many employers wait until they've got a PAGA notice on their desk to start worrying about compliance. By then, it's too late to avoid the headache.
So proactive steps before a claim even surfaces are really where the focus needs to be. But what does that look like in practice?
Great question. The 2024 reforms finally gave us clarity on what reasonable steps mean, and it's all about documentation and action. For starters, forensic payroll audits are a game changer. Imagine taking a deep dive into your payroll data to catch issues like late meal breaks or miscalculated overtime before a plaintiff's attorney does.
Oh, interesting. And these audits, how detailed are we talking? Is this something any employer can manage, or does it require specialized tools?
Specialized tools, definitely. You need forensic engines like Max Autonomy to analyze those patterns. We're talking 12 months of data, spotting trends, and fixing them before they snowball into lawsuits. It's like having a compliance crystal ball.
That's such a strong visual, a compliance crystal ball. But audits alone can't be enough, right? What else should employers be doing to build this shield?
Absolutely. Audits are just the start. Employers also need airtight policies, written, lawful, and acknowledged by every single employee. And don't overlook supervisor training. If your managers don't understand wage and hour laws, you're asking for trouble.
Oh, wow. So it's really about layering protections, audits, policies, training. But what about employees who spot issues? Should they feel empowered to speak up?
Yes, yes, yes. This is huge. An anonymous reporting system lets employees flag compliance problems without fear of retaliation. That helps you fix violations before they turn into claims. It's proactive compliance at its best.
I love that. Creating a system where employees feel safe to report issues. Can you share an example of a company that nailed this preventative shield approach?
Sure thing. Take this mid-sized tech firm in Silicon Valley. They started doing quarterly audits and updated their employee handbooks to ensure crystal-clear policies. Within a year, they slashed their potential PAGA claims by 50%, saving $200,000 in liabilities. It's no small feat, but it works.
Half the risk gone in just 1 year. That's impressive. And I'm guessing they didn't stop there. Were there other strategies they used to stay ahead?
Oh, absolutely. They integrated AI-driven compliance software to predict potential pitfalls before they happen. According to a Chamber of Commerce survey, 65% of businesses using predictive analytics have seen major reductions in PAGA risks. Why wouldn't you? It's like having a safeguard that never sleeps.
That's incredible. It sounds like the tools are out there for employers who want to be proactive. But what happens if an audit reveals existing violations? Is it game over?
Not at all. If you find violations, like missed meal premiums, you can execute a make-whole payment. This means paying back wages, 7% simple interest, and any liquidated damages for up to 3 years. You know the best part? If you do this proactively, penalties for those specific violations can drop to zero.
Zero penalties? That's a huge incentive for employers to act quickly. And I imagine it also helps build trust with employees, right?
Exactly. Transparent corrective actions foster goodwill. In fact, a Deloitte study found proactive compliance measures improved employee retention by 20%. Less turnover, fewer lawsuits. It's a win-win.
Wow, that's such a powerful takeaway. So to recap, audits, training, proactive payments, all of this builds a shield that could save companies hundreds of thousands of dollars and a ton of stress.
You nailed it, Sarah. The preventative shield isn't just smart, it's essential. If employers want to thrive in this new PAGA landscape, they've got to embrace proactive compliance. Don't wait for the lawsuit. Stop it before it starts.
Dr. Chen, let's talk about this Silicon Valley tech firm you mentioned earlier. How did they manage to reduce their PAGA risks by 50%? That's huge.
Oh, Sarah, this story gets me fired up. It's a textbook example of how proactive compliance can save employers tons of money and headaches. So here's what they did. They started with quarterly forensic payroll audits. Not just a surface-level look, but deep dives into their time-punch data. They identified patterns like late meal breaks and pay rate errors before they could spiral into major liabilities.
Interesting. And those audits, were they using AI-driven tools to uncover these patterns?
Absolutely. They leveraged AI-powered compliance engines like Max Autonomy. These tools don't just look at individual issues, they connect the dots across months of data to reveal systemic problems. That's the kind of insight that lets you prevent PAGA claims before they even start.
And I imagine it wasn't just about audits, right? What else did they do to make this preventative shield so effective?
You nailed it, Sarah. Audits are just step one. They also revamped their employee handbook, making sure every policy was crystal clear and compliant with the new PAGA standards. Then, and this is key, they trained supervisors. If managers don't understand wage and hour laws, that's where violations creep in. You know what the worst part is? Those mistakes are so preventable.
Oh, wow, yeah, that sounds critical. So, training supervisors and updating policies, what kind of impact did that have on their workforce overall?
Huge impact. Employees felt more confident and informed. They even installed an anonymous reporting system for compliance issues. That kind of transparency builds trust, and trust reduces turnover. According to a Deloitte study, companies that take proactive corrective measures like this see a 20% improvement in employee retention. That's a win-win, right?
Totally. Now, you mentioned they saved $200,000 in potential liabilities. How did they calculate that? Was it the audits alone?
Great question. It wasn't just audits. They caught violations early, like missed meal premiums, and executed proactive make-whole payments. That includes paying back wages, 7% interest, and any damages. By addressing the issues before a PAGA notice was even filed, they reduced penalties on those violations to zero. Zero. How's that for proactive compliance?
That's amazing. And hearing this, it really feels like the 2024 reforms are giving employers these tools to act before things escalate. Do you see this approach catching on with more companies?
Oh, absolutely, Sarah. The smart employers are already adapting. They're not just reacting to lawsuits anymore. They're building compliance systems that predict and prevent problems. Look, when you can cut your PAGA risks in half and save thousands, why wouldn't you? It just makes good business sense.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's dive into one mistake that seems so simple yet costs employers dearly. Ignoring the early warning signs, what kind of red flags are we talking about here?
Oh, Sarah, this is such an important point. Ignoring early warning signs is like driving with your check engine light on and just hoping the car doesn't break down. And the biggest culprits? Timekeeping errors and missed meal breaks.
Timekeeping errors, so like incorrect punch-ins and punch-outs?
Exactly. Let me tell you, these mistakes can snowball fast. A late punch or skipped meal break might seem minor, but when multiplied across dozens or hundreds of employees over months, boom, potential PAGA liability. It drives me crazy because it's so preventable.
Wow, I didn't realize how quickly it could add up. So what's stopping employers from catching these issues early?
Honestly, it's usually either lack of oversight or outdated systems. Some employers assume their payroll software is catching everything, but unless you're running forensic audits regularly, small errors slip through the cracks. And the worst part? Plaintiffs' attorneys love exploiting those gaps.
That's interesting. You said forensic audits. Can you break that down? What does that actually look like?
Absolutely. A forensic audit looks at your timekeeping and payroll data with a magnifying glass. It doesn't just check if people were paid, it checks if they were paid correctly. For example, did employees take their meal breaks on time? Were bonuses calculated properly into overtime rates? These audits uncover patterns before they escalate into costly claims.
Oh, so it's not just about fixing mistakes, but spotting trends before they become full-blown lawsuits. That feels like such a proactive step.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. California's 2024 PAGA reforms actually reward employers for catching these things early. If you take reasonable steps to fix issues, you can dramatically reduce penalties or even eliminate liability altogether. It's like having a golden ticket to avoid the worst-case scenario.
That sounds like a game changer. But what about missed meal breaks? Those seem like a tougher challenge since employees are spread out and it's hard to monitor every shift in real time.
You're spot on, Sarah. Missed meal breaks are tricky, but they're also one of the easiest targets for plaintiffs. You know what the solution is? Training. Educate supervisors to enforce compliance and empower employees with anonymous reporting tools. When employees can flag issues themselves, you catch mistakes before attorneys sniff them out.
Oh, interesting. Anonymous reporting tools, so employees can safely flag potential violations without fear of retaliation?
Exactly. Sarah, you'd be amazed how many problems get solved just by listening to employees. But here's the catch. Most companies don't create that safe space. And then they wonder why compliance issues fester. It's frustrating because these tools are so easy to implement.
It's fascinating how much boils down to good systems and communication, isn't it? It feels like a lot of these mistakes are preventable if employers would just tune in earlier.
You nailed it. Employers don't need fancy solutions. They need consistency. Run quarterly audits, train teams, and set up those reporting systems. And here's the thing. The cost of prevention is tiny compared to a full-blown PAGA lawsuit. It's a no-brainer.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's talk about one of the biggest pitfalls employers face with PAGA compliance, delayed proactive payment. What's going on here and why is it such a critical mistake?
Oh, Sarah, this drives me absolutely crazy. Delayed proactive payment is one of the most avoidable mistakes, yet it happens all the time. Here's the deal. When violations like missed meal breaks or late payment premiums are identified, employers have this golden opportunity to fix the issue before it snowballs into massive penalties.
So, when you say fix the issue, are we talking about making payments directly to employees or something broader?
Exactly. We're talking about make-whole payments. That means going back, calculating what's owed, like unpaid wages, simple interest at 7%, and any liquidated damages, and proactively correcting it. It's not just about paying employees. It's about showing the state you're serious about compliance.
That makes sense. But what happens if employers don't act quickly? What's the risk?
Oh, the risk is huge, Sarah. If you don't execute those proactive corrections, you're signaling to the state and plaintiff's attorneys that you're neglecting compliance. And you know what the worst part is? The penalties can skyrocket. You could be looking at 10 or even 100 times the original liability because you failed to act fast.
Wow. And is this something smaller businesses struggle with more, or does it affect everyone equally?
Great question. It hits everyone, but small businesses often feel the pain the most. They might not have the resources or knowledge to move quickly. But let me tell you, even large employers stay vulnerable if they don't have proactive systems in place. Nobody gets a pass here.
It sounds like timing is everything with this. Is there a window where employers can act to avoid penalties altogether?
Absolutely. Timing is key. Under the new PAGA reforms, you can eliminate penalties entirely for specific violations if you proactively pay employees within the cure period. Think about that. $0 in penalties. But if you miss the window, you're playing defense, and it's a lot harder to recover.
Okay, so let's say I'm an employer listening right now. I just audited my payroll and found some violations. What's the first thing I should do?
Step 1. Calculate everything accurately. Use tools like the PAGA IQ engine or consult a forensic payroll expert to make sure you're covering wages, interest, and damages. Step 2. Pay your employees immediately and document everything. And step 3. Update your policies to prevent future violations. It's all about creating that audit trail of reasonable steps.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's talk about responding to LWDA notices. This is a high-pressure situation for employers, right?
Absolutely, Sarah. Getting that LWDA notice can feel like the clock is ticking, because it is. You've got 33 days to figure out your response, craft a cure proposal, and submit it correctly. The stakes are high, but the opportunities under the 2024 reforms are a game changer.
Oh wow, 33 days doesn't sound like much time at all. What should employers focus on first when that notice lands?
First things first, breathe. Then start gathering data immediately. You need to identify the alleged violations and consider if a cure is even possible. For small employers, fewer than 100 employees, you can use the confidential pre-litigation cure track through the LWDA. It's a huge advantage if you act fast.
Interesting. And what does a cure actually involve? Could you break that down?
Of course. A cure means addressing every single alleged violation. That might mean back payments to affected employees, simple interest, updating policies, or even implementing new compliance systems. And it has to be precise. This isn't a slapdash effort. Forensic tools can really help here, automating calculations so you don't miss anything.
So smaller businesses have this confidential track. What about larger employers? Are their options different?
They are, but there's still hope. Larger employers don't have the confidential track, but they can reduce penalties by up to 30% if they act within 60 days of the notice. It's all about showing you're taking reasonable steps to comply proactively, even if mistakes were made. For example, a big healthcare provider implemented new timekeeping systems and training programs right after receiving their notice. The result? A 70% reduction in penalties.
That's incredible. It sounds like timekeeping systems are really essential. Why do they make such a big difference in these cases?
Oh, they're huge. A good timekeeping system can be the difference between chaos and clarity. It's not just about compliance, it boosts operational efficiency too. I mean, who wouldn't want to avoid penalties and get a productivity bump at the same time?
I love that. And what about crafting the cure proposal itself? Any tips for getting it right?
Yes, precision is key. Employers should use forensic tools like the cure proposal generator to autofill these submissions. It ensures every detail, from back wages to interest calculations, is spot on. And consulting legal counsel early? Essential. They can refine the proposal and increase its chances of acceptance with the LWDA.
That makes a lot of sense. Have you seen a specific example where these strategies worked really well?
Oh, absolutely. a small manufacturing company in Los Angeles, recently avoided $150,000 in penalties by working closely with legal counsel and submitting a flawless cure proposal. They didn't just dodge the bullet, they completely dismissed the PAGA notice. It's proof that preparation and strategy pay off.
Wow, that's impressive. It seems like there's a lot at stake, but also big opportunities if employers act quickly and strategically.
Exactly. The 33-day cure window is your moment to shine or stumble. Employers need to approach it like a mission-critical project. With the right tools and expertise, you can mitigate penalties and position your organization for better long-term compliance.
All right, Dr. Chen, this is the part of the episode I've been most excited about, our real-world example. A Los Angeles manufacturing company avoided $150,000 in penalties through a post-notice cure strategy. That's impressive. Can you walk us through what they did?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite stories because it shows exactly how powerful the new cure provisions under the 2024 reforms can be. So this company received a Labor and Workforce Development Agency, or LWDA, notice accusing them of meal break violations. They had 33 days to act, and let me tell you, they did not waste a single day.
Oh, wow. So they jumped into action immediately. What were the first steps they took?
The very first thing they did was bring in their legal team. You've got to have experienced counsel when crafting a cure proposal. It's not something you want to DIY. Then they used forensic compliance tools to analyze payroll data, reconstruct shift patterns, and pinpoint every alleged violation. It was like CSI, but for compliance.
Ha, CSI for compliance. I love that image. So once they identified the violations, what happened next?
Here's where it gets exciting. They drafted a formal cure proposal through the LWDA portal, addressing each specific violation. They also issued proactive payments to affected employees, back wages plus interest, and documented everything meticulously. Transparency was key here.
Wow, so they not only fixed the violations, but compensated employees too. That must have helped their case, right?
Exactly. You know what the best part is? Because they took all these steps proactively, the LWDA accepted their cure proposal, and the notice was dismissed. They avoided the lawsuit entirely. No drawn-out litigation, no massive penalties.
That's incredible. But I imagine this kind of success doesn't happen by accident. What set them apart from other employers who might struggle in similar situations?
Great question, Sarah. They were prepared. They had accurate records, responsive legal counsel, and they moved fast. The cure window is only 33 days. If you're slow to act, you're toast. You know what drives me crazy? Some employers sit on a notice for weeks, thinking they have more time than they do. Big mistake.
Oh, that sounds stressful. So being proactive is really the key here. Did their success have any ripple effects beyond just avoiding the penalties?
Absolutely. Their employees were impressed by the transparency. This wasn't just about checking a legal box. It showed their workforce that they were serious about fairness and compliance. And guess what? Lower turnover rates were a direct result.
That makes so much sense. When employees feel respected, they're more likely to stay. It's like a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. And here's the bottom line. The cure provisions under the 2024 reforms are a total game changer. If employers act fast, document thoroughly, and compensate employees correctly, they can turn a potential disaster into a huge compliance win.
Such a powerful example, Dr. Chen. It really highlights how these reforms can work in practice, not just in theory.
Absolutely. And I hope this inspires listeners to take action. Whether you're running a small shop or a major operation, the cure provisions are your best friend. Don't wait until it's too late. Be proactive, be transparent, and use the tools at your disposal. It's not just smart, it's necessary.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's dive into the nitty-gritty here. Defending against active PAGA claims can feel absolutely overwhelming for employers. What's the first step they should take when a lawsuit pops up?
Sarah, the first step always is requesting an early evaluation conference, or EEC. Let me tell you, this process can be a game changer for employers. It's where you get to hit pause on the court drama and bring in a neutral evaluator to assess the situation.
Neutral evaluator, that sounds helpful. What exactly are they looking for during the EEC?
Great question. They're looking at two key things. First, have you cured the violations? Second, did you take those reasonable steps the law now requires? If you can prove those, you're not only narrowing down the scope of the claim, but capping penalties too, sometimes at just $15 per employee per pay period.
Wait, $15 per pay period? That's way less than what we're used to hearing about PAGA penalties.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. If your documentation is rock solid and shows you've proactively fixed the issues, that penalty cap can drop to zero. Zero, Sarah. But the documentation has to be airtight. It's not the place for shortcuts.
Oh, wow. Zero penalties? That's huge. But let's talk about the named plaintiff requirement. That's new, right?
Yes. 2024 changed the game here. Now, the named plaintiff has to show they personally suffered every single violation they're claiming. And you know what? Many of these claims fall apart under scrutiny. This drives me crazy, Sarah. They used to sue for things that never even happened to them. But not anymore.
That's refreshing. So, how do employers challenge those standing claims effectively?
Two words, counter audits. Employers and their legal teams need to go through the plaintiff-specific time cards, cross-referencing every allegation. If there's no evidence the plaintiff was personally impacted, bam, you can move to strike those claims.
Oh, interesting. Do you have an example of this working well?
Absolutely. There was a logistics company that used this strategy brilliantly. They analyzed the plaintiff's time cards and found several alleged violations were bogus, completely fabricated. The court struck those claims, and their legal exposure was slashed by half. Half, Sarah! Imagine the savings.
That's such a win. But it sounds like employers really need meticulous records to pull this off, right?
You nailed it. Accurate records are everything. It's why tools like the PAGA IQ engine, which includes features like the Shift Reconstructor and Standing Validator, are so powerful. These tools rebuild schedules, detect errors, and validate whether the plaintiff's claims even hold water.
I've heard of the Shift Reconstructor. It sounds like a compliance superhero.
It truly is. For one hospitality group, the Shift Reconstructor caught discrepancies in meal breaks before the plaintiffs even noticed. Those proactive corrections saved them tens of thousands in penalties and kept their operations running smoothly.
Amazing. So EECs, counter audits, and these forensic tools work hand in hand to lower liability, right?
Exactly. It's all about creating a strategic defense system. And if you layer these tools and processes, you're not just surviving PAGA, you're thriving in the face of it.
I love that perspective. Okay, Dr. Chen, what's your big takeaway for employers staring down an active PAGA claim?
My advice? Don't panic. Act strategically. Use the EEC to narrow claims early, challenge named plaintiff standing with counter audits, and leverage forensic tools like the PAGA IQ engine to back up every step with data. The goal is simple: identify, cure, and shield.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's dive into this real-world example of how a national restaurant chain used early evaluation conferences, or EECs, to save millions. I feel like this is one of those stories where smart strategy really paid off. Can you walk us through what happened here?
Absolutely, Sarah. This case is the perfect example of how employers can take control of their compliance narrative rather than letting it spiral out of control. So this national restaurant chain faced a PAGA lawsuit. Potential damages were through the roof. We're talking millions of dollars on the line. But they leveraged the EEC process brilliantly to narrow the scope of the claims and resolve the case on favorable terms.
Millions? That's just staggering. What did they do within the EEC process that made such a big impact?
Great question. It all came down to preparation. They had meticulously documented every corrective action they'd taken, and I mean everything. Updated policies, payroll audits, employee training records, and even signed acknowledgments from staff. This drives the point home. Documentation is king in PAGA defense.
Oh, wow. So they didn't just show up to the EEC hoping for the best. They came armed with proof of their proactive efforts?
Exactly. And you know what the best part is? The EEC evaluator doesn't just look at whether violations occurred. They also assess whether the company took reasonable steps to fix the issues. If employers can show that, penalties can drop to as low as $15 per employee per pay period. Or get this, down to zero if they also cured those violations before the conference.
That's incredible, but I imagine crafting that kind of airtight defense isn't easy, right? What's the biggest challenge employers face in preparing for an EEC?
Oh, absolutely, Sarah. It's the lack of accurate records. This drives me crazy. You'd be shocked at how many companies fail to maintain proper timekeeping or payroll records. Without that, you're fighting blind. But this chain nailed it. Their forensic team ran audits on everything. Time cards, meal break compliance, you name it. That's how they spotted issues and fixed them before it escalated.
It sounds like they were really proactive. But what else made their approach stand out? Was it just the documentation, or was there more to their strategy?
Oh, it was more, Sarah. They didn't stop at just fixing compliance problems. They brought in employee testimonies to show that the workplace had improved. Imagine this during the EEC. Employees saying, yeah, the company fixed these issues and we're happy now. That kind of goodwill is priceless in these conferences.
Wow, I hadn't thought about how employee feedback could play a role in the process. That's such a smart move. It humanizes the company's efforts, doesn't it?
Exactly. And listen, it's not just about saving money, it's also about protecting your reputation. When employees see their employer owning up to mistakes and making serious corrections, it builds trust. They're less likely to jump on board with a plaintiff's lawsuit.
That's a great point. So, looking at this restaurant chain's success story, what's the big takeaway for other employers tuning in right now?
The big takeaway? Be proactive and be methodical. Don't wait for a lawsuit to land on your desk to start fixing issues. Use forensic audits, document everything, and leverage processes like EECs to your advantage. It's not easy, but when done right, the rewards are massive. Less litigation, lower penalties, and better employee relationships.
And saving millions in the process doesn't hurt either, right?
Exactly. Millions saved and headaches avoided. It's a win-win.
All right, Dr. Chen, let's dive into the heart of today's conversation, prevention strategies. Specifically, I want to hear about forensic tools like the PAGA IQ engine. What makes these tools so critical for compliance?
Oh, Sarah, where do I start? These tools are a game changer. Here's the thing. PAGA compliance has always been like trying to hit a moving target. But now, with technologies like the PAGA IQ engine, employers can actually get ahead of violations before they turn into lawsuits.
That's fascinating. So, how does it work? What's the secret behind these tools?
It's all about precision and prediction. The PAGA IQ engine uses advanced data analytics to comb through payroll records, time cards, basically everything, and spot patterns. Late meal breaks, missed premiums, overtime miscalculations, you name it, it flags them before a plaintiff's attorney even gets a whiff of it.
Wow, so it's like having a compliance detective working behind the scenes. But let me ask, how does this actually help employers shield themselves?
Great question. And here's the kicker. If they document these proactive steps, penalties can be cut by 85%.
85%? That's incredible, but it sounds like there's a lot of moving pieces. What if employers feel overwhelmed by all these steps?
That's the beauty of these forensic tools. They simplify everything. Take, for example, the CURE proposal generator. It auto-fills those complicated LWDA forms for employers. Back pay, interest calculations, all done for you. It's like having an expert compliance coach guiding you through every step.
Oh, amazing. I'm sure listeners are wondering, does this actually work in real-world scenarios?
Absolutely. I love sharing success stories. Here's one. There was a hospitality company that used the Shift Reconstructor tool. It identified late breaks across their timekeeping records. They made corrections. And guess what? It saved them hundreds of thousands in potential penalties.
That's impressive. It sounds like this isn't just about avoiding risk, it's building trust too, right?
Exactly. By taking proactive steps, whether it's fixing payroll errors or revising policies, you're showing employees you care. In fact, transparency like this boosts retention. A Deloitte study found companies using these tools had 20% less turnover.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just legal compliance, it's a culture shift. But Dr. Chen, are these tools only for big corporations, or can smaller businesses benefit too?
They're for everyone, Sarah. That's the beauty of it. Whether you've got 10 employees or 10,000, the Paga IQ engine scales to your needs. Smaller businesses can use it to cure manageable violations before they escalate. And bigger companies can streamline compliance across large teams.
Got it. And for employers listening right now, where's the best place to start if they want to explore these tools?
Start with an audit. That's step one. Use a forensic engine to analyze your payroll and timekeeping data. Look for patterns, fix the problems, document everything. And don't forget to train your supervisors. They're your frontline defense against compliance issues.
Such great advice. It sounds like these tools really shift employers from being reactive to proactive. Anything else they should keep in mind?
Just this. Don't wait for a notice or lawsuit to take action. Prevention is always cheaper and easier than defense. Trust me, Sarah, the cost of ignoring those early warning signs? It'll keep you up at night, and it's completely avoidable.
Well, Dr. Chen, you've sold me. These tools aren't just strategic, they're essential. Thanks for breaking it down so clearly. All right, Dr. Chen, let's wrap this up with your big takeaway. You've been saying employers need to treat PAGA compliance like an operating system rather than just reacting to lawsuits. What do you mean by that?
Exactly, Sarah. Look, the days of waiting for a lawsuit and scrambling for damage control, they're over. PAGA compliance isn't just a legal checkbox anymore. It's a proactive, ongoing process. Think of it like maintaining your car. You don't wait for the engine to blow up, right? You get regular oil changes. You check the tires. You keep it running smoothly.
Oh, that's a great analogy. So, what does a PAGA compliance operating system actually look like for an employer?
It's all about layering systems. First, forensic audits. These are the diagnostic tools. You're analyzing payroll data, spotting patterns like missed meal breaks or miscalculated overtime. Then you've got policy updates and supervisor training. And don't forget anonymous reporting systems. These are the early warning signals that catch issues before they escalate.
Anonymous reporting. That's interesting. It sounds like it's not just about fixing problems, but creating transparency too.
Absolutely. Transparency builds trust. And you know what else? Employees are more likely to report issues internally when they feel safe doing so. That gives employers the chance to fix things proactively instead of waiting for a PAGA notice to hit them like a ton of bricks.
Okay, but some listeners might be thinking, this sounds like a lot of work. Why not just deal with lawsuits as they come?
Here's why, Sarah. Litigation is expensive and unpredictable. You know what the worst part is? Once a PAGA claim lands, the penalties can snowball. But if you're proactive, with audits, training, and corrections, you can cap penalties at 15% or even reduce them to zero. That's massive savings.
Wow, zero penalties? I'm guessing that kind of prevention really changes the game financially for employers.
It's a game changer, no question. Let me give you an example. A retail chain discovered overtime miscalculations during their audit. They immediately paid back wages, added interest, and fixed the error. Result? No penalties from those violations. And bonus, they boosted employee morale, which helped retention. Win-win, right?
That's such a smart move. But what about smaller businesses? Is this strategy realistic for them too?
Absolutely. Small employers have unique advantages under the new laws. They can use streamlined cure processes through the LWDA, and modern compliance tools like PAGA IQ make it affordable. Automation helps SMBs stay ahead without breaking the bank.
I love that technology is part of the solution. So, big picture here, how can employers move from reactive to proactive?
Simple. Shift your mindset. Stop thinking about compliance as a fire drill and start treating it as a routine system. Regular audits, documented policies, transparent reporting, all these steps create a safety net. When you manage PAGA compliance like this, you're not just avoiding lawsuits, you're building resilience.
Resilience, that's such a powerful word. And it sounds like this approach also benefits employees, right?
Oh, 100%. Employees notice when their employer is proactive and fair. It builds trust, it improves satisfaction, and honestly, it makes for a healthier workplace overall. Compliance isn't just about avoiding penalties, it's about creating stability for everyone.
Such an important point. Okay, Dr. Chen, one last question. If listeners take away just one thing, what should it be?
Here's the bottom line. Don't wait for a claim or a lawsuit to force your hand. Treat PAGA compliance like an operating system. Identify risks, implement fixes, and stay ahead. It's not just smart legally, it's smart business. That's how you win in the new PAGA era.
All right, Dr. Chen, we've covered so much ground today. Everything from preventing claims to defending against active ones. But before we wrap up, let's talk about the big picture. What's the one takeaway you want our listeners to leave with when it comes to PAGA compliance?
Oh, Sarah, if there's one thing I want to hammer home, it's this. PAGA isn't just some legal headache. It's an entire operating system for compliance. Employers need to shift their mindset. Instead of reacting after violations happen, they need to proactively build systems that prevent problems in the first place. Prevention is power.
I really like that, seeing compliance as an operating system, not just a reaction to claims. But for listeners who might feel overwhelmed, what's the first step they should take today?
Great question. The first step is simple. Assess where you stand right now. Tools like the PAGA Calculator Premium are game changers. It helps employers instantly pinpoint their compliance gaps and figure out exactly where they're exposed. You can't fix what you don't know, right? Start with clarity.
That makes so much sense. And you know, I've heard some employers say, well, this doesn't seem urgent for me. What would you say to that?
Oh, Sarah, you know what the worst part is? Waiting until it's urgent. That drives me crazy. If you wait until a PAGA notice lands in your inbox, you're already playing defense. The 2024 reforms give employers the tools to prevent these claims, but only if they act proactively. Don't wait for a disaster.
Absolutely. And what about those who are already dealing with active claims? What's your advice for them?
If you're already facing a claim, there's still hope. The Early Evaluation Conference, or EEC, is your best friend. It allows you to narrow the scope of the claim and potentially cap penalties at a fraction of the original amount. But here's the kicker. Documentation is everything. Show your corrective actions, your training records, your audit trail. It's all about proving you took reasonable steps.
That's such a practical tip. And I know we've mentioned it before, but those forensic tools sound like a total lifesaver, especially for documenting compliance efforts.
Oh, they are. Tools like the PAGA IQ engine are transformative. They automate everything from calculating back pay to generating cure proposals, and they're tailored to meet every detail of the 2024 requirements. Employers who use these tools aren't just mitigating risks, they're saving money, time, and stress. It's a no-brainer.
Wow, that's powerful. So for someone listening right now, what's your call to action? What's their next move after this episode?
Here's the next move. Get proactive. Whether you're preventing claims or responding to notices, start by evaluating your compliance readiness. Use the PAGA Calculator Premium to see where you stand and build your strategy from there. This isn't just about avoiding lawsuits. It's about building resilience and protecting your business for the long haul.
I love that. Taking action today can really set the tone for a more secure tomorrow. Dr. Chen, as always, thank you for sharing your energy, your insights, and all this invaluable advice. I know our listeners are going to walk away feeling empowered.
Thank you, Sarah. And to our listeners, remember, compliance isn't just about ticking a box. It's about creating a better, stronger workplace for everyone. Go out there and own it.
That wraps up this ride on the Compliance Carousel. Thanks for spinning with us. Until next time, stay compliant and stay curious.